yesterday, shortly after 4 o'clock, we responded to the Letter Shindoni area, which is just on the outskirts of Derry near the village of Drumahoe. And there's a large area of gorse on fire, approximately 20 hectares. And our initial indications were that this fire had been started deliberately. We were there, as I say, just after 4 o'clock, but it was approximately 9:30 at night before we had actually that particular incident dealt with.
Now, obviously, while you are fighting effectively what are grass fires, it's stretching, I presume, to some extent, your resources in the event of a more serious incident.
Well, that's a very valid point, and that's one of the messages that we have been trying to put out, in that we do have a need to respond to these incidents and put those particular fires out. But in dealing with these often deliberate fires, it leaves us with our resources perhaps not in the best location. Well, we do have appliances standing by. Yesterday, for example, we had 6 appliances tasked to that particular incident. It leaves our resources a lot thinner on the ground to deal with road traffic collisions, house fires, and other serious incidents.
We should also remember, or those who engage in this activity should also remember, that this is it's illegal, it's a crime.
It is indeed a crime, and here in Northern Ireland, obviously, we pass it on to the police service of Northern Ireland, who will take the necessary action. It also has an impact on the local community as well. For example, yesterday, what we had to do was that we had to instruct Northern Ireland Electricity to isolate power cables in the area, because these power cables were directly involved in the fire. And that meant that large sections of Letter Shindoni and the surrounding area was out power for a good 5 hours yesterday.